I don't want to make a big thing about this, but I suppose I guess I really have. Okay, so Jay the Horned Cub, he had been listening to an old episode of Big Fatty Online, and it was like episode 38 or something. It was from the 14th of March 2008, and he sent me this clip. He said, listen to this.
Well, Paul, what did he say?
Well, actually, the fact that you're here is probably, it's probably a good thing.
Okay, play the
flip. All right.
Oh, I just want to say it looks like there's five antennas coming out of the top of your head.
There are five antennas coming out of the top of my head. I am an alien. So.
What? I played again, Paul.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Who is that he's talking to?
I believe it's Ricky from Foul Monkeys, but years ago.
Oh, okay. Play it again.
I'll just play the bit that you want to hear.
Five antennas coming out of the top of my head. I am an alien. So, I am an alien. I am an alien. I am an alien.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
There are five antennas coming out of the top of my head. I am an alien.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3065. All of EFO for fright. The 8th of November, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, we've got special guests here in the studio.
We do indeed.
Hello, haunties. Hi. They're not in here. Oh, hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. It's going well. Y'all, you're haunties today, because in just a few minutes, we are going to be joined by the one and only, well, not the one and only, the two and only, the chew and only, Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy. Oh, they've just walked in. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, they're here. And Big Fatty, we're not quite ready for them. We've got other duties. I said duty. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm vulgar. We got other, speaking of duty, Nick's in the toilet doing a duty. Oh, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, or not today, but this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's gonna be a hell of a big piece of cake. It's true, y'all. Today for right, y'all, we have two celebrations of exiting the first canal. The first is the homosexual lover of the one and only Guru Nudie from Tampa. And y'all, I've met Lover Man many times at the G'days. And y'all, just as sweet as he can be, Dr. Stone has I don't remember what Dr. Stone used to call him, but Dr. Stone will let us know. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then, I shouldn't say a fairly new listener, but a fairly new participant, active participant here on the Lulu Show. Y'all, he is up there in the penis slimy. Yes, Big Fatty, he wants to move to Palm Springs. It's true. And he loves the Atlantis cruises. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is Randy. It is Randy in the penis slimy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Randy in the penis slimy. Here we do. And y'all, then on Saturday, we have my grandson. Y'all, we don't hear from my grandson. You know, they grow up and they just forget about you. Y'all, is that Steven in Wisconsin? Oh, Big Fatty, I hope he's doing okay. I do too. And y'all, then he's one of the co-hosts of the annual production of the Big Gay Sex Show. He's out there in the Sack of Tomatoes. Y'all, and he came to Pride 48 several times out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, it is none other than Weegee. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm getting a wedgie before Weegee. Well, okay. And y'all, then on Saturday, it is Lava Man's homosexual partner. Y'all, it's the one and only Guru Nudie in Tampa. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Guru Nudie. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, this comes as no surprise. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. It is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for both the Shy Yeti and for It. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Shy Yeti and It. It's true. And Big Fatty, I hope everyone gets a big old pizza cake. Jay and Ron with us again. It's true, we are. Hi, boys.
Hello.
Hi.
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 We've had quite the day since we recorded yesterday. Ron, Jay, why don't you tell everybody what we did after we had a lovely lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and then a trip to the Von. By the way, I have been made aware that the Haunt Cub took a picture. He took a picture of me in the line at the Von's East. And would you like to explain yourself and tell us some of the things that people said about that picture?
Oh, Lord. I should have brought my phone.
That's me. Okay.
Yeah, I posted a picture of you pulling your cart through the line with three items or whatever people said you had.
I did not buy much.
No. I think it was more than that, though.
Yeah, it was more than three.
Yeah. Because I wanted to say that I was, you know, it was like a historical moment. I was at the Von's East on a Wednesday with you.
Getting the senior citizen's discount.
Yes.
Wait, did you get the senior citizen's discount?
Yes.
Yo, yes.
One look at me, there was no guess.
Right. There were just some mean comments. Just mean comments about Big Fatty going through that line. I don't remember what they are. So
somebody asked if you were anti-Vera Charles.
Oh, well, that was the mean comment. But and I believe the old gal responded something like, I knew he'd be one of the ones that pulled his cart through the line or
correct.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think, was it Gravitas or somebody said, what? No bacon? But there was bacon.
Yes.
There was bacon.
There was bacon.
Very early on.
Right. I had the coupon and it was on sale.
Yeah.
It showed my best side.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. It did.
Right. So anyway, we got back here to the villa, mm-hmm. and you laid down for a little nipper nap, didn't you?
A little tiny nipper nap, yeah.
But very tiny.
Nip a nap.
Right. Nip a nap.
Not nipper.
And then what happened?
Nick came over.
Who?
Nick. Yes.
Yes. And what, gentlemen? I will let y'all tell your first impressions and your last impressions.
Well, first of all, a drink or two may have happened.
Well, there may have been a cocktail or ten.
Nick forced us.
Yes.
To imbibe.
He held us down and poured it down our throats.
Well, we did have a cocktail before he got
we
here.
We did. I think we might have been on our third when he got.
Yes.
Because I had two in the house before we even went out on the poach.
Yeah. I had two before Nick got here as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I only had one. All right.
Yeah, you were being conservative.
Yeah, okay. The third one was the one I nursed out on the porch before the Jaeger came out.
Oh, the Jaeger.
Oh, did you hear that? And it wasn't just Jaeger.
No.
It was
Jaeger hot ginger.
And that does not refer to Big Ricky.
No. Ginger bias were had during this.
Right. No, the ginger bias was that, but maybe Hendrick, huh?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe Hendrick was a hot ginger.
Could be.
So, and put some Jaeger in him and he becomes even hotter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, baby. So Nick came over and first impressions, what was your takeaway? Well, first of all, let me just say, I had told him that I wanted him to come over and meet y'all, and he had never met you, and he knew it was important to me that that he got to meet y'all. So this was, it was all new and fresh to everyone.
Correct.
Yes. He is beyond his years, chronologically beyond his years. A good kid.
Yeah, very nice guy.
And fun. And
funny.
Just fun.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Okay.
And hardworking.
Yes. Good work ethic. And does imbibe occasionally.
He does enjoy an adult beverage.
Yes.
He does.
To the point that we had to scoop him up and take him home.
We did have to give him a little Uber home.
Yes.
But before we Ubered home, I believe you and Jay got to observe some things.
We did. We got to take in some of the Charleston Ballet Theater.
Yes.
Amazing.
And
the vocals alone were amazing.
Which you don't expect at the ballet.
Well, you really don't expect a whole lot of vocals at the ballet, but it really was a ballet, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was indeed. Fascinating.
And
my first time at the ballet.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay. Have you ever been to the ballet before?
I have been to the ballet.
Oh.
Yes. It was not okay. Good. Yes.
All right. And it was a stellar performance.
It was.
Oh.
Quite the ingenue.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well.
Hey.
Big Fatty, what does that mean? Well, it's something that you, an ingenue is a person that comes on in and rubs a medicated salve on you or something. I don't know. We got Nick home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And y'all, poor Jay and Ron, y'all, they didn't get to eat any supper. It kind of got, the time got away from us.
Yep.
And the alcohol kind of got into us.
Yes.
And,
but if you know us, skipping a meal isn't going to be enough.
Well, no, but y'all, we got back from going to Nick's and, I think, Jay ate an entire party size bag of Cheetos. And y'all, this morning, he was going into the shower and I noticed that his penis was orange. So I don't know what he was doing after he ate those Cheetos. But anyway, that's his bobo, not his penis. Well, anyway, and why didn't you lick that? Never mind.
How do you know it didn't come from me?
Oh, well, could be. Could be. And then on Thursday morning, we got up, watched a little Price is Right.
We did.
Recovered a little bit from last night.
Right, recovered a little bit. And then Jay lost his virginity.
Yes. I did.
This morning. Waffle House virginity.
The Waffle House virginity.
Yes.
And tell about how that went.
Oh, it slid in so easily.
Oh, yeah,
it was
baby.
So much grease that it, you know. No, it was delicious. I had a bowl which consisted of scrambled eggs, cheddar cheese, sausage, and hash browns.
Oh, this is something new. And Ron, you had...
I had bacon and eggs and hash brown bowl, which was delicious.
Uh-huh. Even though your egg was a little overdone.
Yeah,
it didn't have the... It didn't...
It wasn't
flow.
It wasn't juicy.
The egg was not having a good flow day.
No, it was not.
Okay.
It was not. But it's still delicious.
And I had scrambled eggs. I had double hash browns. Big face because you're a fat ass. And I had country ham.
Not spelled with a C-U-N-T.
No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T, but it was good.
It was. And, well, I guess.
And it was a nice morning. And then we were off. We were off, y'all. We hit all the exciting places in Charleston at the request of the Haunt Cub. Where's the first place we went?
We went to a cemetery.
Yes, we did. We did not see Diggle, but he is. I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but he is in the Italy, Mexico.
Yes, I do think I knew that.
Anyway, he was having an audience with the Pope today, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Or, excuse me. The Pope was having an audience with him because, you know, you can't just get in to see Digger on any...
Right.
Without prior arrangements. But anyway, you were taking pictures at the cemetery.
I was.
Tell people why the hell you were doing that.
Because I'm weird and creepy.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got to visit with my peeps.
Yep.
So the dead. Now we might have to go to the bank.
Oh,
that was the highlight.
We went to the bank. We went by the coal mine.
We did go by the coal mine. Yep.
And then y'all, they wanted to get a grandma ointment. And so y'all, we went over to Mount Copacetic. We went to a soda fountain at the Rexall drugstore, and Jay and Ron were gonna get a chocolate milkshake, and y'all, they were out of chocolate ice cream.
Womp.
Who the fuck runs out of chocolate ice cream?
I know. It's like running out of vanilla.
Right.
I mean,
I don't think I saw vanilla either, though.
I'm not sure I did either, but I didn't look real long.
Okay.
As soon as she said no chocolate, we were done.
We tapped out.
Yep. But y'all, then we went into these kind of fun little stores that had kind of unique kind of stuff, and y'all bought some little gift hats.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a dinosaur.
Dinosaur skeleton Christmas ornament.
Yeah, because nothing says Christmas like a dinosaur skeleton.
Just go to Walnut Hills to verify that, because, you know... Oh, wait a minute. The nuts and bolts are going off. Big Fatty, go turn them quickly. Yeah, Bessie, y'all, we're back just that quick. The nuts and bolts, when the nuts and bolts call,
You better listen.
People listen.
That's right.
By the way, y'all had the nuts and bolts for the first time.
My fear, sharing somebody else's.
What did you think, Ron?
Delish. Absolutely delish.
Jay.
And high-forming.
I think they're fabulous.
Are they?
They are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, highly recommended. They're recommended by the Haunt Group.
Yes. Okay. Incorporated.
Right. Yes. Incorporated. Yes. So, let's see. What else did we do? We got back here, and after we went shopping, and did you lay down for a little nap? No, you didn't lay down for a little nap. We've just kind of been
I had some Snicker snacks.
Say again? Oh, you did have a little Snicker snack.
Yes.
And then later this evening, we are going to be joined by Durwood and Granny.
Yes. Granny.
And we're going to the slip and slide. Not the slip and slide.
Wet and Wild.
Who the hell wants to go to the slip and slide with Granny? That's called the inside of his underpants. We're going to the swig and swine. And y'all, these two have been studying the menu to decide what they're going to have. And what are you planning on having, Jay?
Oh, you want me to commit
I just want you to tell the audience.
I am going
to
have the two meat special with the brisket and the smoked turkey, and I'm not quite sure on my sides yet.
But you're leaning towards...
I'm leaning towards vinegar slaw and what's the corn thing called?
Corn pudding.
Corn pudding.
And Ron, did you have
corn pudding? I think I'm going to have pork belly.
Pork belly.
Pork belly.
And have you decided on your sides?
Potato salad. Baked potato.
Baked potato salad. Ooh! Oh, dear Gussie.
And what the hell? Tuna.
And tuna. Tuna nose. That's what he... Oh, no. He said who knows, not tuna nose. Ready? Just put him down. Just put him down. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely weekend. Jay and Ron are heading back to the Delaware. Y'all, they got a 10-hour drive ahead of them. Big Granny, and I'm heading to Atlanta. So, guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, the Shy Yeti, and Big Fatty was on that show. And Big Fatty, what do you want people to know about you and the Shy Yeti?
There are five antennas coming out of the top of my head. I am an alien.
Oh, Big Fatty, shall we call you, instead of it, we'll call you Yuck?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.